at the 2017 ACUC in lovely Las Vegas, and they are breaking down all around us, Graham. I mean, the walls are literally coming down right behind you. So,
you're not making it up.
No, sir. So, Graham Trainer, you're speaking. What are you talking about at the conference here?
I'm presenting the research we've been working on over the past year, looking at awareness and perceptions of credit unions as part of the Creating Awareness Initiative.
Okay.
And also what we've learned from the research and how we can change and evolve people's views about credit unions.
So can you reveal any nuggets of information you guys have discovered? What is the perception of credit unions? What's our status in the world today?
Well, the great thing is we have a lot of strengths to draw upon. So, you know, people associate us with good or better rates.
Oh, good.
What was fascinating in our polling was that even bank PFI customers, so people with their checking accounts, give credit unions a higher score on rates than they give banks. So that's a great advantage.
Excellent.
Credit unions are known for auto loans. But also, the great thing is credit unions are trusted. And, you know, trust is a really rare commodity. I work across a lot of sectors. I've worked in politics. And, you know,
trust over there. Yeah, we don't need to go any further there, Graham.
But, you know, look, Americans don't really trust institutions of any kind. The fact that credit unions are trusted,
that's huge.
On the side of the customer, it's huge. So that's a great starting point.
Right on.
Where can we improve? There's always room for improvement somewhere. Where can we improve?
I mean, the main issue we've got is we've got a series of myths. And when I've talked today about four myths that we need to tackle. One is that often people think they're not eligible to join a credit union. So they think that you have to be a teacher or in the military or work for the government. So they don't think they can join. Two, credit unions are often associated with being there for low-income consumers. People think they're more for those who are struggling, which is no bad thing, but given people want to be with brands that are associated with success and status, that lack of perceived self-esteem is an issue.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, people worry about accessing their money. They think, well, there aren't ATMs everywhere. There aren't retail locations. You're behind on technology. How am I going to access my money? And then lastly, last myth is we're often seen as a bit too small. So people have this sort of stereotypical image of a sort of local, trusted, Main Street credit union, which is great.
Right.
But actually in today's world, given fears about cybercrime, ID theft, they want a big bank in their corner. So we have to get over these myths and misunderstandings.
And busting that myth is that credit unions are well protected and that they are from, I mean, we're just as susceptible as the big bank down the street. So that's the myth. That's busting that myth.
Yeah, and what was fascinating in our research was that FDIC has its own brand. People talk about FDIC quite easily. They don't know that credit unions have the same level of protection and insurance. And they worry about what happens if things go wrong. Right. So part of our task, I think, will be to get across that, look, we are as protected as the banks, and we are as vigilant of fraud as the big banks.
Well, that segues into my next question. So with all this information, what do we do with it? You know, how do we create this message and then get it distributed out there to educate the consumer out there? Like, hey, you know what? We are for real. We are safe, reliable, all those good things.
Well, I mean, the first thing is we have a really good story to tell. And what we saw in the research was when we talk about how the individual benefits from membership, that the earnings a credit union makes a return in the form of better rates, lower fees, that's incredibly powerful. And talking about how we are accountable to individuals, not big shareholders, we've got a great story to tell. What we need to do now is really translate that into what we call a brand platform. So really thinking about creating a sort of simple, compelling proposition that we're going to take out and develop. And really get out there to sort of tell that story. Because I think, you know, look, we all know within the industry why we're so good, but out there people don't know. What we need to do is really condense and crystallize this into a very simple proposition, which is the next stage of the work, building on those insights and turning it something simple and clear.
Are we living too much into our own little silo, having said that? Are we living in our silo that thinking that, we are not looking at it from the consumer's perspective? That's kind of where maybe a message should be crafted from the consumer's perspective, not necessarily our own.
Yeah, and I think that comes through on something like community, where, look, I've talked to a lot of people in the credit union industry. People are naturally, quite rightly, very proud of, you know, what you do, helping people in the community. It's part of your values, your DNA, your ethos. For the average consumer, they see companies of all kinds, all sizes, talking about giving back social responsibility. So my sort of advice is, look, we can talk about community, but it can't be everything. Mm-hmm. So let's not get too obsessed. We have to talk about how the individual benefits mm-hmm. from membership. So
did you guys discover anything about having kind of a greater meaning, the community work? That was there any messaging or any response in there in your research?
Less so on community. I think where meaning comes in is, look, a lot of Americans, all of us, we all want to get ahead. We want to buy that new car, yeah. get on the housing ladder, yeah. save for our kids' college fund, our retirement. And increasingly, we find it harder to get ahead. It's, you know, interest rates are low. We feel we're not making more than we should. We're not making enough. Mm-hmm. Bills are going up. What credit unions have a powerful story to tell is, look, we are the great solution. We enable you to get there faster, to make more return on your money. Mm-hmm. And that is where we get meaning, because we're showing how we are helping people, being that partner along the journey. Yeah. That's an important yeah. thing to get across.
Okay. Last question for you here, and I'll get you off the hot seat and get on with your day here. Where do we go from here? I mean, again, you have all this great information. Where do we go from here?
Well, the great thing is we're now working with a creative agency, Brandcap, who are going to take all the insights that we took from this research mm-hmm. and then turn that into an emotionally compelling brand platform for the category. So this will be a point of view, a proposition around the credit union category. Mm-hmm. We're going to test that further and then reveal that later in the year or towards early next year.
Okay.
And that'll provide, I think, very much the sort of driving force behind the next steps in terms of the campaign.
Is this going to be kind of like a unified message, kind of like a Got Milk type of thing? Or what's it?
Yeah.
What's going to be the foundation here?
So the analogy we often use is like the NFL. You know, lots of, you know, all the franchises, the Redskins, you can tell I'm English, I'm struggling to come up
the
with
the Chargers, you, the Rams, yeah, exactly. the Eagles, the Packers.
Exactly,
oh my gosh,
yeah.
the Packers, yeah.
So I'm used to talking about Arsenal and Chelsea and Manchester United.
No worries.
You know, they each have their own brands, but the NFL creates a category brand. So what we're looking at is, you know, what is the credit union category above the various credit union brands? And obviously, you know, credit unions have their own marketing strategy, their own branding strategies. This is about supporting that. And to your point, it's about that simplified message, because yeah. the danger is it takes a while to explain the credit union difference. What we yeah. need to do, to your point about Got Milk, is really condense it down and come up with something simple, mm-hmm. clear and bold. But it has to be very short, because, you know, as we all know, people's attention spans are limited. It's hard to get attention. We're all busy people. Mm-hmm. So we have to be very clear and get it across.
I blame MTV
right.
for the decreasing attention span of the global population.
Right, yeah. Video killed it. Yep.
Exactly. Well, Grant, thank you so much for stopping by. And I can't wait to see what you guys come up with later in the year. So be exciting.
You're very
well done. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it.